relationship to the Lord. Loving God, loving people, loving yourself. Loving God, loving people, loving yourself. What did, does anybody remember what we said the working definition for love is? To love is what? To love means what? For someone else, right? And that includes yourself, right? To love is to do what's best for somebody else, and that includes yourself. We looked at the three types. We said eros, which is what? Intimate, right? Then we said phileo, which is, and then we said agape, which is the God kind of love, and that's the kind of love we want to focus on. Now, having said that, buckle your seatbelts because it's going to get tight. Do me a favor tonight. As you hear me teach this lesson, intentionally think about people in your life. Intentionally look at everybody in your life, whether it's family, friend, a spouse, whoever it is in your life that you have relationship with, co-worker, employer, employee. Think about those people and see which one of those people fit in this category, because I promise you, everybody knows all three of these type of people. All right? All right, Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 through 6. Matthew chapter 7. Lady Clark sends her regards. She's a little weak, child. She need to get her rest. Sister was tired today. Had one of them days. Niecy laughing because she could hear her in that voice. Child, I was a little weak, child. I was tired. Matthew chapter 7. Somebody got that? All right, we're going to start reading at verse number 1. Somebody start at verse number 1. Dick thought we should have got a mic. I can pass one. Who's going to do verse number 1? Matthew, okay.
I'm focused on verse 6, starting at verse 1.
Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Mm-hmm. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Mm-hmm. How can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, mm-hmm. and look, a plank is in your own eye? Mm-hmm. Hypocrite. Mm. First remove the plank from your own eye, mm-hmm. and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Mm-hmm. Do not give what is holy to the dogs.
Wait, stop right there. Now, this is the verse I want us to focus on. Start verse 6 again, Reverend.
Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you into pieces.
Mm. Now, how many of you, for me, have heard that verse before? Don't cast your pearl before swine. How many? By show of hands, you've heard that. And I've heard that all my life, and I never really studied. I'm like, okay, don't. But there's a deep meaning to that. Nessa, what Jesus is doing, he's doing a Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7. It's the longest sermon that Jesus ever preached. And he's talking about the attitudes we need to have as believers, how we need to interact with each other, our behavior, our patterns. And he gets here in chapter 7, and when he talks about pearls and swine, he's basically saying, don't cast your pearl, that which, watch me, Sam, is valuable to you. Don't cast what's valuable to you to swine. Swine, pigs. Why? Because pigs will treat what's valuable to you like they treat slop. Oh, boy, I wish somebody catch that. What you have is too valuable to give to people who are going to take it for granted. He says, don't do that. Don't cast your valuable stuff to swine. Watch what the rest of the verse says. He says, because lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. People that don't appreciate you will always take for granted your value. They will put you on the discount rack. You ever notice certain things they don't tell you the price about? You ever been in one of them stores? Come on now, if you like me, and you know you ain't got the money, you can't afford it, but they didn't have no price tag. You say, ooh, that's nice, that's nice, that's nice. And then you want to know why they don't have no price tag. Well, because if you got to ask for the price, you really don't need to be in there, quite honestly. And so I want to, in a time that's a lot of time, I want you to listen to me good. Lord, help me slow down. I want you to listen to me good. One of the most important decisions you ever make in life is learning, watch this, who should be in your life and how long they should be in your life. Because, Mother Mary, everybody is not supposed to stay. Watch this, Ascar. As you grow and mature, okay, here we go, like this. Some of you can relate to this. When you're 20 and in relationship, Joy, that's different than being 40 in relationship. If you all are 40 years old in relationship and you act the same way you did when you was 20, something's wrong there. Because as you grow and mature, here we go, that relationship should grow and mature. If it's not growing and maturing, there's going to be a disconnect and you're going to always have issues. And part of the problem with many of us, we're involved with people and not just boyfriend, girlfriend, husband and wife, parent to child, but employee, employee. Many of us, our challenge is we're around people who have not grown and matured, and here we are older now making excuses for them. We're making excuses for them. Well, everybody grow at different levels. When you was 20, you was acting like that. You 40 now. You 50 now. How are we in relationship and we still arguing about stuff we did when we were 20? Something wrong. So the question comes, watch this. How do I know, Nisi, should I push through with this person? And I read your post, I didn't like it. How should I know, should I push through it, or is the Lord telling me to kill it? I can talk to her like she it registered with her quickly. How do you know, do I push through with this relationship, or is the Lord telling me, cut him, cut her. You need to cut it, yeah. Thank you, Haley. I was hoping somebody catch it. You know, some of you believers are too spiritual for me. Y'all don't listen to nothing else but Amazing Grace. All right, watch now. How do I know? And Ness, I think that's a provoking question. Should I push through this relationship and not just somebody you're intimate with? I'm talking about somebody you may work with. Somebody may be a good friend. It may be one of your church members. It may be a business partner. How do I know, should I push through it, or is the Lord telling me to end it? Here's another question. Just listen to this question. How do you know when someone is worth the energy, the effort, and the emotion it takes to make it work? How do you know that? I think that's a good question. He said, how do I know if you're worth all my energy, all my effort, all my resources, all my time? How do I know if you're worth it? Well, you're in the right place. I'm going to help you tonight. All right? I'm going to help you tonight. Now, you got to be honest with yourself. When I tell you, and these people come to mind, whatever area they are in your life, be honest, because then you're going to have to make an assessment. All right? Every relationship is supposed to evolve. It cannot stay under the same dynamic it did when you were first involved to this point. Let me get you three types of people, and this will carry over to Sunday, so because I know I ain't got but 30 minutes left. I told people all on Facebook, 7:50, I won't be true to the time. Three types of people. This was challenging for me. Joy, I. Three types of people. Here we go. One. People that are desirable. Desirable are people you want to stay with. I desire you. I want to be in relationship with you. I can see us having a future together. I can see us going through the long haul. Those are desirable people. That's the first kind. Second, difficult people. These people present challenges that you have to consider. Are they worth me trying to conquer or leave it alone? But then, Joy, thirdly, you got those that are dangerous. Oh, I'm teaching. Boy, you're going to be in. Get ready. Desirable are those you want to stay with. Difficult are those that present challenges like you'll have. But then the dangerous, here you go. Here's just what you do with dangerous people. The dangerous people are those you got to get away from. Ain't no debate about dangerous people. Ain't no discussion. You dangerous. And I'll show you how to recognize all three. We'll only deal with one tonight, and I don't know if we're going to get through all of that. So let me ask you all this, because you all are here, and those who are not here, they just got to take it the way it comes. I'm going to give you all this opportunity, and I've never done this, but I'm going to let you pick. You ready? Who do you want to deal with first? Let me tell you this before you answer. The shortest people are the dangerous people. The longest people to deal with are the difficult people. Which one you want to deal with? The dangerous, or the difficult, or the desirable? Because you're going to deal with all three. Now, if y'all, difficult, those that present challenges that you have to think about if you want to overcome them with them people. You know, like, y'all have beef every now and then, but it's still worth it. It ain't like we ain't going to be able to make it. Now, remember, whatever you all get, he would say that, huh? Now, remember, whatever you all pick, Sunday people ain't going to catch it. They ain't going to get it. They're just going to have to miss out. Dangerous. All those who want to deal with dangerous people. One, two, three, four, five, six. All right. How many want to deal with difficult people? One, two, three. All right. Desirable people. One, two, three, four, five. All right. Dangerous wins. Dangerous wins. All right. Dangerous. How do I know if somebody is dangerous? Now, let me tell you this. There is no excuse for dangerous people. That's who they are. Dangerous people, listen, you don't even have to pray if you need to stay with this person because it's obvious. All right? Dangerous people are those people that you'll look at and you'll see their actions and you say, something wrong with you. Something ain't right. Ain't no grown man supposed to act like that. Ain't no grown woman. That's dangerous people. Dangerous people are a threat to you. They're not stable. They have real issues. They mean harm. They are intentional. Okay, here we go, Joy. A dangerous person is somebody that will show up at your job. You ask for it, I'm going to give you what you ask for. Dangerous people show up at the job and will make a big commotion if they don't see you. And I don't care if you get fired or not, I'm dangerous. That's the way I roll. And they're going to act a fool till you come from wherever your cubicle is, wherever you are, to come and see them. Because if you don't, they're going to have to call the police. And they ain't leaving until the police come. Well, they're going to have to arrest me. I know she in here. Well, they're going to, come on, it's equal opportunity. Here we go. Well, you're going to have to get me because I ain't leaving. He's going to come see me. I ain't got no. That's dangerous people. Here we go. I want you to take these notes. Now, we're laughing, but these are things, signs you need to know. Dangerous people, Niecy, they don't have a pause button. They're angry. Shoom. Ain't no calm down. Ain't no slow down. It's that, get your hands off me. I don't care who you call. If I can't have you, oh, come on, y'all. You see why you don't need to pray about them? Because it's obvious. But here's what we do. We make excuses even for dangerous people. And then saying we try to be spiritual. Well, the Lord love everybody. Yes, but I ain't the Lord. Now, I think that's real talk. Jesus got the quality. Now, he's working on me, but I ain't there. Here it is, I'm giving you descriptions how to recognize them. Dangerous people are people that's a threat to your well-being. They will physically harm you if they have to. And they'll say they're doing it out of love. Dangerous people. They show up at your job. They're not stable. They got real issues. Talking don't work for dangerous people. Let me talk to you. No, you don't have to talk to me. We done talked enough. Dangerous people. And they'll carry weapons if need be. Dangerous people. Mean what they're saying. You don't play with dangerous people. Dangerous people, watch this. dangerous people, you don't even come to the bishop. And I mean this with every fiber of my being. Don't you come to the bishop and say, Bishop, we need counseling. No, you need 911. I'm telling y'all now, don't come to me with nobody dangerous. 911. I ain't got that kind of authority. You need the Lord. And they need the Lord. And they need to be somewhere where the Lord can have silence with them. They need quiet time with the Lord. That's dangerous people. Don't raise your hand, but everybody knows somebody dangerous. Dangerous people. It's the kind of people you get a restraining order on. Now, you can, and I'm telling you, I've known women and men who say, you know, well, we're going to pray. Ain't no praying. We need a restraining order. This is physically abusive. This is emotional abuse. How do I know then? If I'm dealing with a dangerous person, and I want you all to pay careful attention, I'm helping you. Because dangerous people, you don't look at their problems. Watch me, Niecy. You look at their patterns. Dangerous people got a certain pattern in how they handle stuff. And we don't pay attention to the patterns. Okay. Let me give you an example of a pattern of a dangerous person. A dangerous person will start by throwing something at the wall. Next, they'll put their fist through the wall. Next step, you're going to be the wall. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm trying to help you. Patterns. Come on, let's be honest. Don't raise your hand. You might give yourself away. But how many of you have been involved with dangerous people and you ignored the signs and it went too far and you had to do some things you didn't want to do? You don't pray about a dangerous person. You just study their patterns. They talk any kind of way. Watch how they treat their family. Don't make excuses. Well, he's going to be different once we get married. Okay. She's going to be different once we get married. Okay. Study the patterns. If they're disrespectful to their mom or their dad, what you think you're going to do? Dangerous people. They're a threat to your well-being. They'll show up at your job. They have patterns you have to study, not just a problem. Talking does not work with a dangerous person. They won't stop until you get extreme. Okay? You got to study their patterns because they're not always easily recognizable. Let me give you some biblical. Judas was dangerous. Why you think Jesus had to say the one? Because they didn't recognize him. Come on, you all heard me tell that before just the other week. Peter wants to know, John, ask Jesus who he is. He was so dangerous, he dwelled among them, did what they did, went where they went. Why do you think people can break up, break into places, or even that situation? Remember, how many remember that story about the guy that came into church? They had Bible study, and he sat there all that time, and after it was over, because he mingled in. He was dangerous. And I'm telling you all, pay attention to people around you everywhere. No, you can't even be safe in church no more. Amen. You got to pay attention. That's why you heard me tell that story before, and many of you have heard it. If we in here, y'all, and I'm telling you everything I love, God loves us all, but we got to use wisdom. If we in here right now and somebody sit down, get up and run out that door, this door, you better run out that door. Don't ask questions, Bishop, because I might beat you out the door. No, I'm serious. Pay attention to patterns. We living in that kind of world. But we in the building, yeah, and remember, this ain't God's house. This is a building. And if something go down there, so you better choo. I might beat you there. I'm telling you, I done ran that little marathon. I'm liable to. Sam, I pass my car, run straight up Lotro. Bishop, he gone. I'd be on that freeway. Dangerous people. We laughing, but you understand how important it is. Judas was dangerous, and they didn't even know it. Because dangerous people know how to rest among other people. They know how to blend in. Yeah, they're chameleons. They can fit in every situation. Could it be that you're in close proximity to somebody dangerous who you don't know? And here's how you're going to find out. Study their patterns. Dangerous people don't do a lot of talking either. Lord have mercy. Boy, I'm helping somebody. Dangerous people don't do a lot of talking. So if you see somebody that's quiet all the time, you better watch out for them. Especially if there's chaos everywhere and they're just sitting there quiet. If everybody here running for, and they're just sitting there, no, they ain't calm and cool. They thinking. You with me? Dangerous people. Those are the people who will always seem as if they're real cool until they get hot. And when they get hot, it ain't no cooling off. Come on, some of you know people like that. You ever had somebody that got in an argument and you're trying to calm them down so the fight won't break out and they're still going? No, 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 get your hands off me. No, they won't fight. Let's fight. Come on, let's wait. It's 10 of them, dummy. I don't care. I'm a G about mine. Dangerous. Well, you go ahead and be a G. I'll be a A, B, C, D, E, F. Over here, safe. Yeah. Dangerous people. You got me? Now, that's the shortest of all of them. That's dangerous people. Now, I can give you two of the other type. What type you want? That's dangerous people. I hope you took your notes because you probably around dangerous people right now. Don't even realize it. He ain't gonna harm nobody. That's because you ain't never seen him harm nobody. Let something go off, they harm somebody. All right, so let me deal with the shortest after that. Let me deal with desirable, all right? Because see, when I got to dangerous, it would have just been that short piece. So now we're going to deal with desirable people, three types of people you need to know. Desirable, what else we say? Difficult, dangerous. We just did dangerous. That was the shortest. The longest is difficult. So now we'll deal with desirable. And I'll just give you maybe two of those, and we'll save the rest for Sunday because, yeah, it's going to be quite a bit. All right, I got seven of these desirable characteristics. Of course, you're not going to get all seven now, so I'll tease out a few, and then we'll pick them up on Sunday. Amen? Amen. Desirable people are people you give your time and your resources to. These are people that are willing to change their behavior, and if it's not meeting to your standards, at least they'll try to do better. All right? Now, here's the characteristics of this. How do I recognize somebody that I want to make it work with? Somebody that I want to be in relationship. Somebody that I want to spend time with. Somebody that, although we've had some challenges, we can work it out. Number one, desirable people are people that are not afraid to take accountability. Desirable people are people that are not afraid to take accountability for their actions. My bad, I was wrong. I did it. I dropped the ball. I messed up. It's on me, boo. No, it ain't you. It's on me. And they're not doing it to fake. They really mean that. And the proof that they take accountability is that they're going to do some stuff to work on it. See, because some people say they're sorry just so they can keep doing what they're doing or get you to ignore that. But they mean that. Their actions match their words. You got me? People that are accountable, you want to give them a chance. You want to work it out with people that's not afraid to take accountability. They ain't making excuses. Watch this. Don't tell me I am the way I am because my daddy didn't love me. Well, hold up. Don't be in relationship with me treating me funny because your daddy didn't love you. You're a grown woman. You're a grown man now. You got to take accountability for your actions. And are you making steps to improve that? Desirable people are people that are willing to take accountability. They're willing to admit where they messed up. You got that? So ask yourself, and that's why I told you, bring people into your mind. Who am I involved with? Whether it's an employee, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a family member or a friend that I can stay in good relationship with because they're willing to take accountability. Because that's a sign of maturity. I did it, my bad. And when they see you about to blame somebody else, they say, no, even if they don't like the other person, they take accountability. How many times we allowed other people to get in trouble because we didn't want to look bad, although we were guilty? Second, desirable people, people you want to work it out with, people you're willing to give another chance to, are those people who can have acceptance. They can accept you feeling the way you feel, and even if they don't understand it, even if they don't feel that way. Why are you crying every time we come around this neighborhood? Because we grew up here, and I remember when. See, people that have acceptance are not going to say, oh, shut up all that crying. Old as you are. No, acceptance say, I don't understand it, but I accept that's how you feel. And let me help y'all with this. You can't tell somebody how to feel about what they feel. It may not be big to you, but it's probably big to them. So don't downplay how they feel, because you're going to want acceptance when you express how you feel. Why are you acting like that? You too old for that. Hey, this is how I feel. Now, you got to make a choice. Do you want to stay in relationship with me? Mature people, desirable people are people that can take acceptance. They accept how you feel, even if they don't agree with it. That's how you feel. You can't tell people how to feel. They acknowledge. They see what you're feeling, and they acknowledge the fact, okay, I understand. I'm not that way, but I understand that's how you feel. And that's your feeling. Yo, feelings are neither right nor wrong. They're just feelings. Think about it. And if you ride them out, pretty soon they'll change. How many times you woke up in the morning and they won't go to work because you don't feel like going to work? Until you start looking at them bills. All them bills you got. All the things you're trying to do. Child, let me get my butt up here and go to this little job. Child, deal with these people. Huh? Acceptance. Those are people that are desirable. Number three, desirable people. People you want to stay in relationship with. Are people who are apologetic for the harm they may have caused you. They don't have a problem apologizing. Watch this. This is very important. Now here's a sign that the person that's apologizing does not mean it when they do apologize. When you hear these words, watch this. When you hear, I'm sorry you feel that way, that's not an apology. Here's an apology. I'm sorry I made you feel. Oh, boy, I'm teaching better than you listening. If you really, then you shoulder that. I'm sorry I made you feel that way. See that? I'm sorry you feel that way. That can be anything. But you got to be apologetic. It's not a matter of right or wrong. It's willing to say, I hurt you, I apologize. I apologize for the damage I've done. Now, you know what? Let me just stick a pen right there. You know what I discovered, y'all? Destroys a lot of relationships. And if you're going to be honest, I don't want you to raise your hand. Just maybe raise your hand in your mind. This thing messes up more relationships more than money and sex. Here's what messes up relationships more than money and sex. You ready? When somebody in a relationship is addicted to always being right. Oh, I know it ain't me. I know it ain't me. That must be you. It ain't me because I don't care like that. No, I don't know where you come from with all that. No, I know that ain't me. I don't care what you say. That ain't me. That ain't me. That ain't me. Well, it takes two to tangle. It can't just be me because I'm not arguing by myself. I'm not just having this problem with myself. Matter of fact, if truth was told, I didn't have these problems till I connected. Uh-oh. Stop me when I'm wrong. Desirable. People you want to be in relationship is people who are willing to apologize. I'm apologetic. I'm not putting it all on you. I understand I played a role in this. Apologetic people, see, when you're apologetic, it's not about winning the argument. Because some people ain't going to stop till they win. Hello, somebody. They ain't going to stop till they win. And they'll keep going. You'll go to bed, you wake up tomorrow, and they'll pick right back up where they left off. Good morning, good morning. Now, you want to finish what we was talking about last night? Because are you still? Yes, I am. Call me petty if you want. We gonna resolve this. How are we going to resolve it on your terms? How do you set the parameters? If you're going to be with somebody who's desirable, they've got to be willing to be apologetic. How many people you know that don't never apologize? They'll say stuff like, well, I ain't got nothing to say. That's on you if that's how you feel. I'm there, sir, that's on you. I'm grown. I ain't. And they'll take it to their grave. Come on, you know people now. This is big with family members. Don't even talk to each other. Why you don't talk to Auntie? Because she ain't never apologized back in 62 when she stole my boyfriend. That boyfriend, he wound up being a millionaire. You know, I could have been married to a millionaire all these years. And then we laughing, but you be, come on. You'd be surprised how many things people have not apologized for. That's so petty. Watch this. This is even worse, Nessa. Some of them don't even remember what it was. Why you don't talk to her? I don't know. Something happened back in the day. I don't remember what it is, but I don't fool with her like that. What? How long? Oh, it's been about 10 years. And you know what's the sad part? They can be comfortable with that. You mean it's been 10 years? And you mean to tell me out of 10 years? You don't even remember what it was, but you won't. A mature person says, listen, I don't remember what it is that caused us to fall out, but I apologize for whatever I've done. And here's the danger. Don't wait for them to accept it. You free once you've said it. Amen, somebody, because you're going to be waiting. One of the biggest lies people tell us, especially I heard this from relationship coaches, and God knows I'm far from being one of them. It ain't over until you get closure. That ain't always happen. You ain't always get closure. Some people ain't gonna never say, you know, all right, my bad. No. Sometimes you gotta, come here, Kenny Rogers, know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away. Don't count your money while you're sitting at the table. All right, I wish I had a win. All right. Desirable person, you want to keep the relation going with somebody who can take accountability for their wrong. Somebody who has acceptance. They can accept you feeling how you feel there. Number three, apologetic. Number four, they can address the problem with wisdom. They're not the people that say, oh, I don't want to talk about it. I ain't no need to talk about it. No, let's address it. Let's deal with the elephant in the room. Because if you don't deal with it now, you're going to see it again later. I promise you. If you don't deal with it now, you're going to deal with it later. That's how people can get divorced, rather than have been married for 30, 40 years. And one day the husband come home and see something out of order. Socks on the dresser. And he say, that's it. I'm leaving. Tired of these socks just being out. That ain't the issue. But he's got so much built up in him, so much pent up for years and years and years, and it takes one little thing, and you see him as an old man, old and cranky. Don't nobody want to be around him. He's bitter. Because it's been built up. It's been suppressed. And you're too old to be holding on to stuff you need to release. That's got to free you. You got to free you. And however they feel, listen. Your job is to communicate it. It's not your job to make them feel a certain way when you communicate it. Can't tell how many times I heard people say, well, I would say it, but I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. So wait a minute. You going to sit on that issue festering inside of you because you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. And guess what that other person doing? Going on like nothing wrong. But you ain't never said nothing. And you'll see it like this. You mean to tell me you walking around here just as happy like nothing happened? Yeah, what's wrong? You mean to tell me you don't know? No. Well, I ain't going to tell you. Come on, look straight ahead. Come on, you know people do that. You're not going to tell me, so you're going to hold on to all of that in you? You know what that's doing to you? And God forbid, somebody else, Deacon Thorpe, is going to get that. Trust me, if it's bottled up, that bottle going to bust sooner or later. And you can't determine, I don't care who you are, where it's going to bust at. Pop! Why do you think you hear stories of people that explode? He just went in the mall, start shooting people. And watch you hear these kind of stories. Come on, y'all know I'm right about it. He never knew him to be like that. He was so quiet. She was so sweet. She spoke to him because it built up and built up and built up and build up. You got to release that. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you've got to release that. You don't be holding all that stuff in. For what? For what? And guess what? Let them do whatever they got to do. I know you feel like that way. I'm gone. So wait, you're gone now? You're leaving now because I expressed how I'm feeling? You mean to tell me we can't have mature conversation? We can't have, well, it's time to go then. If you see, because their problem is deeper than what you think. If you tell somebody something you've been wanting to tell them and they blow up and they want to leave, the problem was deeper than that. I'm telling you what I know. It was deeper than that. And you can't show to that. You cannot show to that. Please, y'all, hear me good. Write this down. If this was a sweet tweet, you could have this. And I'm done. We'll be done. We'll pick up the rest on Sunday. Is this good? Yeah, we'll pick up more on Sunday. Watch this. Here's the sweet tweet. Avoidance does not equal deliverance. Just because you don't talk about it does not mean it goes away. It just goes somewhere else and comes back another day. Now, I don't know what I'm talking about, but there's somebody in here. You've been avoiding something you been need to talk about. And you need to have the conversation with that person. Let's have that. We got to talk. What? But I thought everything. That's the problem. You thought everything was good, but it ain't. And I need to clear the air. Well, I wish you would have told me. Well, but I'm telling you now. See, that's where the acceptance. Okay, well, I'm open to listening. Avoidance don't change it. And stop being afraid. Listen. Stop being afraid of telling people what you need to tell them because you don't want no confrontation. You don't want conflict. Haley, it's not reality to think every time you have a conversation with somebody, it's going to go smooth just because you go to church. And I've seen some of the biggest arguments happen with people that go to the same church, know the same God, hear the same word. Don't think because you come here, you need to have that conversation. Y'all remember we talked about Abraham. Abraham, read in your Bible. I ain't got time. I'm done now. Abraham had to have the conversation with Lot. Y'all remember the story? They grew up together. Abraham shouldn't have brought Lot anyway, and that's part of our problem. We got people with us. God didn't tell us to take them. But we make excuses because we think it's going to work well. You know, mother, we say stuff like this. Well, I don't want to leave him by himself. Ain't nobody. His mom and his daddy don't even ask where he at. Read it. Abram's mom and daddy don't come look for him. Lot takes him, they get into Lot brings him, and now they got money, and their herdsmen get into it. And Lot just happy-go-lucky. He got money, he got a crew working with him, he got him doing stuff. You know, he probably smoking swishes, just walking around, kick back. Abram nerves bad. They keep coming to him about all this problem. Lot ain't tripping. Abram said, we got to have a conversation. Watch what he said. Can I show it to you real quick? And we're done. Watch this. I love the maturity of this man. Oh, God, I love it. Let's go to Genesis. Is this good for Sunday? Will it be all right? You think they're going to be able to handle it? Oh, because it's going to get tight now. It's going to get tight in here Sunday. Oh, Lord Jesus. All right, watch this. Go to Genesis chapter. That's the flood. 3, 4. Where are we at? Adam tunic. All right, let's go to verse number Genesis chapter 13. You ready? Ooh, I love this maturity. Ooh, I love it. Nessa, I love this man's maturity. Now, and Abraham wasn't perfect, but he sure hit the ball out the park with this one. Look at verse 8, Genesis chapter 13. Now, verse 7 tells us strife broke out. Beef. That's what I like to call it. Beef. The arguments now. We got trouble. Look at verse 8. So Abram said to Lot, Please, 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 James Brown, please, please. Now, you serious when you begging somebody. Please, let there be no strife between you and me. Between my hurts. Notice how he start, between you and me. We family. Let's first start there. Between the people that work for me and work for you, herdsmen. For we are what? He's trying to appeal, Reverend, to a sense of responsibility as family. We family. Don't let there be no beef between us. Watch him now. Watch his wisdom. Verse 9. Is not the whole land before you? Now, this is Abram talking a lot. Who by right shouldn't even be here. Shouldn't have what he have. Please. Oh, Lord. Separate from me. He begging him again, Sam. Separate from me. If you take the left, I'm going right. If you go to right, I'm going to the left. That's somebody who know they don't want to be with you no more. Am I right about it? I know I don't want to be in relationship with you no more because wherever you go, I'm going the opposite way. Now watch this. Watch the maturity of Abraham because Lot has herdsmen, cattle, and money. And Abram never says, hold up before you go, give me my money back. That nothing annoys me more. And I had a big marriage counseling session some years ago. And this couple, they came because they were going to get a divorce, and they wanted me to settle this issue. You ready? You ain't going to believe it when I tell you. Who in the relationship is going to get the refrigerator? No, y'all laughing, but it was expensive. It was real nice. They got it together. They ain't going to divide it. And I ain't leaving, and you keep it. You ain't leaving, and I'm keeping it. And the sad thing, I don't know what happened with it. I don't know what happened to it. But you see the pettiness? You not over somebody if you're trying to hold on to stuff you have with them. Oh, God. I'm done. I'm past my time. Sometimes when you lose stuff, you don't really lose it. It's making room for something else. No, I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I know. Take it. Take the refrigerator. Take it where, just don't come nowhere near me. You see what he's telling him? Go, just go. Because watch this. I know who I got with me. And as long as you got God, you could always begin again. Don't you ever forget that. You could always start again with God on your side. I don't match my mouth with yours. Now, one of them should have said this, Joy, what? Are we going to see this man about a refrigerator? Girl, take the refrigerator, please. You want some groceries for it, too? No, because when you really, come on, y'all, don't leave me out there. When you really done, you done. No, I mean D-O-N-E. Reverend, what am I going to argue about a refrigerator? I'm going to argue about a refrigerator? Man, please. Please. That's why you got to know who you're dealing with. And that's why we're talking about knowing these three kinds of people. Dangerous people, we done with them. Now, it's the desirable people. We're going to get more into them, and then those that are different.